guys because you were so ridiculous.
Love the relationship between the professor and Mushmouth.
Yeah, he was always tasing him, though. It was tense. Jim continues, in January of 2005, how does he remember the month of this?
I don't know.
The character of fake Ted Kennedy that accidentally morphed into the Australian Steve Irwin.
Remember that? Yes.
So unstable.
He wasn't sure what accent he had.
I completely lost the voice halfway through, and it was Australian by the end of the bit. Oh, such failure. December of 2007, White Elephant Day. Dan, Corby, and Gordo, and Bobby Knight. Yeah, we listened to that recently.
Yeah,
that was unfortunate. I don't know if that's one of his favorite ticket moments. It's one of our lowlights. December 2005, White Elephant Day. Gordon's impression of Norm as he opened the 10 a.m. hour. Yeah, I drew the straw of having to do the 10 to noon shift all by myself, and I think I did like the first hour or something as fake Norm.
I don't think you went that long.
I don't remember. I remember it seemed like an awfully long time, though. Mike Reiner showing his sack on the air to Corby, Danny, and Greg at spring training.
Yeah.
And then he brings this up. He says, Sunday afternoon Cowboy games. I can't remember what it was called, but there was one game where Gordon, George, and Grego were on the air, and it was like two kids, Grego and Gordo, acting up in the back seat while the father, Giorgio, swerved all over the road trying to corral them. Very funny radio. That was called Cowboy Theater 1310.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We would watch the Cowboy game, and you would sync up what you were watching at home with our radio signal, and it's like we're sitting in your living room with you, making comments on the game,
that
just like
so
you do
fun
with your buddies. That was a fun idea.
Yeah.
We had fun doing that. And then I get an email from a guy who says that the bit that I played, I talked about how your laugh, Giorgio, is so infectious to me and always makes me so happy when you let out the big laugh. And we played the Barb Smith laughing episode. Do we still have that, Jer? We played this. When you laughed when we did and there was the prank on Barb when she sat down on a chair that was outfitted with an air horn and it scared her to death.
Because I was trying to talk about Dr. Tylock.
As you're doing a Tylock live spot.
Mm-hmm. 972-258-6400. And remember, when it comes to... Good times. Call the Tylock Lasers.
Oh my God.
So funny. I love that. Well,
oh no, it's good. Here, sit down.
I'm Clarice
okay.
Kennedy.
Gary emailed and said, here's the bit that George laughs the hardest at. Now, he said it was based on Jerry Jones grading out quarterbacks during the Quincy Carter time. So he has Steven buy him with an anvil and a glockenspiel to accent his points. The idea is that Steven's supposed to hit one of these when Jerry makes a good point. And George gets that squeaky laugh going so hard that the fake Jerry has to pause several times. So I thought we'd listen to this, and I remember this. Giorgio still brings this bit up from time
yes.
to time.
Anytime Jerry can orchestrate getting basically an orchestra together for a press conference, it's hilarious.
This is one of the most unstable premises for a bit ever. Let's take a listen. This was back in September of 2003.
Our team 10 the ticket. And we understand that we are all set up and ready to go live out of Valley Ranch. If we can bring up the podium out there in the interview room, Jerry Jones, about 30 minutes ago, called a press conference for this morning, and we are going to carry it live. Is Jerry in the room yet? Or
sounds like it.
Okay, yeah. This is Jerry Jones live at Valley Ranch.
Steven, get the anvil ready over there. All right. Well, certainly, I want to thank everyone for coming here. Especially on short notice, and especially the media. Steven is here, as you can see to my left. He's here to help me out, and we couldn't find the glockenspiel, so Steven will hit the anvil every time I make a good point. Hit it, Steven. There you go.
Crazy press conference.
Now, this is done to let you know what to print and kind of my main points. Hit the other one too, Stephen. We'll change it up. Okay, now, I know that Purcells has announced that his starting quarterback is Quincy Carter.
I don't think he wanted Stephen to hit it, Ben.
And I, as general manager, have to evaluate certain decisions made by the head coach. So, I have looked at the tape of the games, preseason games certainly, and I have attended several practices.
Stephen is drunk.
That they had held down there in that Mexican town. Now, it's always important to grade out your quarterbacks, and I watch closely, and I've graded Quincy. So I have here Quincy's report card.
This will be good.
This will be good. He sounds emotional.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me, as you can understand, being the man who brought Quincy in here.
Why was the media clapping?
Oh, we start with the arm. And in passing, I give Quincy a D. Larry Lacewell agrees with me. We watch the film. Some of Quincy's passes shake and shimmy like Michael J. Fox or 12 cups of coffee.
Oh, my
regret.
Terrible.
As far as reads go, I gave Quincy an F. After extensive testing, we have found that Quincy reads on less than a third grade level. As a matter of fact, he could not even stumble through a paragraph of green eggs and ham, and that's pretty bad.
There that.
On evading the sack, I gave him an A.
Oh, okay.
He hadn't been laid in 2 years, so he's avoiding that sack pretty well. In social studies, he gets an F. In PE, he gets it. Not yet, Steve. In PE, he gets a D because he's pretty athletic. I couldn't give him an F there.
PE.
Most important in deportment or citizenship. He got a D minus F, double F.
You know, that's because of the argument they had, I bet.
In English. Hold on, Steve. Hello. Steve, about to kick you out of here. Whip your butt. And in English, Quincy gets an F. Because I haven't understood a word he said in 2 years.
That was a little bit of that bit.
Oh, man.
That was great.
That still makes me laugh.
And that had to have been the second one, because the first one did have a glockenspiel.
Yeah, I think so.
And we couldn't find that sound bite for the second time we tried it, so we had to go with the anvil at the last second. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a giggle. What a ridiculous scene.
The accent of boy is so necessary.
It interrupted.
And what did the media applaud?
I don't know.
One of us great.
Oh, so there you go.
Funny stuff.
That is funny stuff.
That is the corner. It's 9:31 here on the ticket. The Cowboys, believe it or not,